I looked for a place to run, but they had me cornered. One of the policemen had his shotgun pointed in my direction, and one of the things you learn in security work is that arguing with a shotgun will mess up your coat and produce lead poisoning. Instead of making a run for it, I sat down. The dog catcher came creeping up with his net in the air, and if I'd made the slightest growl, I bet he would have jumped in the next week. But I didn't. He dropped the net around me and I was caught. Easy now, stand back, boys. I'm telling you, this dog is out of his mind. Tried to tear my leg off back yonder, and when I ran for the pickup, he attacked one of my tires. Just then, the guy in the T-shirt, the one who belonged to that sorry collection of cats, came out the gate and talked to the police. Yeah, he's the one that tried to kill my cats. I thought there was something peculiar about that dog. And he's got rabies, huh? I suspected it all along, sure did. They carried me to the dog catcher's wagon and throwed me into the wire cage and locked the door. Then two or three of them stood around staring at me and talking. The dog catcher got a long stick and started poking me with it. What was I supposed to do? I let him poke me a couple of times, and then I bit the stick in half. Look at that! Did you see that? We got us a sick dog, boys. And did I tell you about how he tried to attack a child before we all got here? The heck he did. Yes, sir, and I'll tell you this, boys, and it comes from the bottom of my heart. If this town hadn't had a dog catcher, half of the little children on this end of town would be running around with hydrophobia right this minute. Kids these days are bad enough without hydrophobia. That's right, Bert, and the next time that city council takes up the business of salaries, they better remember who goes out and saves the little children of this town from mad dogs. One of the policemen bent down and looked at me. He made an ugly face at me, and I made one right back at him. What do you do with a mad dog, Jimmy Joe? Oh, we'll call the vet out to the pound tomorrow and he'll run a test. What's the test? Cut off his head and send it to the state lab. Huh? Cut off? Say, that didn't sound good at all. As a matter of fact, it sounded real bad. What the heck did they do if the test came out negative?